Welcome to The Creative Fault, a weekly podcast that is for creatives and artists. Get your weekly gems and jewels when you want to self-improve, educate, sprouts up your lifestyle, and just get some little bit of entertainment along the way. Welcome to The Creative Fault. The Creative Fault is a spot where you get to hear creative and artistic gems that you can use in your own journey. Are you a creator? Are you an artist? Then this is the podcast for you, where you get to hear interviews, great views and perspectives, and of course, learning moments with a splash of humor and entertainment. Go to the website of The Creative Fault and support us. Buy our merch. Follow us on social media. And of course, become a subscriber to the newsletter. Welcome to The Creative Fault. Facebook Live on Instagram. I'm excited. I'm very excited because I would like to see what the outcome of this is going to be. If there's going to be a better traction, but also a better reaction from the people that are following The Creative Fault podcast. I know that the people that are on the Wisdom app really are following me over there. So I hope that this will be a great crossover for people then to see the face, hear the voice, and also get into the podcast in this way. Very excited. So we're just going to start. We're going to start with the podcast. Hey, y'all. It is almost 9 p.m. Amsterdam CET time. And that means that we are now live on the podcast. I haven't decided yet if this is going to be a steady day, that the Monday is going to be a steady day for the podcast. But listen, we are here to try things out. That is the process, okay? And where it leads us to the better solutions and results, we will go there. We will definitely go there. Anyway, happy Monday, y'all. My name is Mariova. I am the creator of The Creative Fault, and I am also the person who is behind the other side of my creativity, which is MCJ Studio. Over there, I'm a contemporary artist, and over here, I'm a creative. So I have many hats that I will be putting on my head here, but I love them all. I absolutely love them all. The Creative Fault is a podcast for those who are semi and professional artists, complete artists, and creatives, and are looking for great gems that they can add to their own vault. And we all know what a vault is. A vault is actually just a safe where you keep all of your valuable things. So what I do is I collect all of those valuable things, I put it into the vault, and anybody who is part of this particular platform, whether that's on Facebook, whether that is on Instagram, or on the Wisdom app, you all have access to that vault. You all get to see the crazy, valuable, interesting, and entertaining things on the Creative Fault podcast. And I also share things that I find quite disturbing, things that I find interesting, entertaining. And I do that with a lot of, more in like an, a little bit of an educational style. But also just from an entertaining perspective where you get to really enjoy a good show. In this podcast, we are not with the fluff. Absolutely not. We're not with the fluff. And what that means is I want for you, and therefore also for myself, because that is basically the perspective that I hold for myself. I don't want to know all the things that I already know, right? The conventional things. Teach me the new things, the efficient way of working, innovative way of working, things that I really have to, roll up my sleeves for or really have to put myself to think about. I like looking at things that sometimes even make me change my own mind about things that I was very adamant about, right? So that is what The Creative Fault is for. That is what this podcast is for. I offer perspectives. Bless you and bless me. That is what the podcast is for. The podcast is really to give you a great perspective, number of perspectives. That is what I offer, because I'm not here to come and tell you what it is that you need to do. Now, sometimes I can be very adamant on things that you should do, but eventually the choice lies in your hands. What is it that you are going to pick up and use in your own day-to-day life as a creative, as an artist? And again, I say this every time in every podcast, no disrespect to the people that are hobbyists. This is not the platform for you, right? Go do your thing. Whatever it is, it's not to disrespect or anything. I'm coming from a perspective where I myself am a creative and an artist, and I do this professionally. And the tools that I come with are sometimes very daring. They are, you know, they can be pushy. It can be pushy. So somebody who is more in the hobby phase and they're like, well, I do whenever I want to do this and I do it whenever I feel like it, then this might not be the platform for you. And that's okay. We can coexist. We can live next to each other and all be focused on the things that really matter to us. Right? So that is a little disclaimer. Now, with every single podcast, I start with the question, how are you doing? How are you feeling at this particular moment? Are you feeling great? Are you feeling not so great? Could it be a little bit better? Listen, I'm calculating in the meantime. That's why there's a silence. But we have like 2.5 months before the end of 2022. 2.5 months before 2022 is at its end. And we all know what happened 2 years ago, right? It was the end of the year, and all of a sudden, shit hit the fan. So I can imagine that people might be in this position where they're like, oh, listen, I don't like to plan too much ahead of my time because you never know what could happen. Absolutely. I understand that. But are you looking at yourself? And have you been self-reflecting? Have you become more aware of what it is that you're doing? I know for myself, that has definitely been something that is on my list. For those who know, I always like to sit with a notebook to write down and jot down whatever it is that comes to my mind, even during a podcast. Is this a moment where you are now really looking back at things that are happening? Are you now looking back at, man, this was quite the year, right? I know it has been for me quite the year. I've made some decisions for myself that were pretty drastic. I also came to terms with certain relationships within my own personal life where I was like, man, this doesn't work for me anymore. Or also looking at myself where I had to strengthen myself just on a personal level so that I could be a better creative and a better artistic person, better painter, but also a better businesswoman. And really look at what matters and still not be afraid to plan my day, right? Because the things that have been happening to 2 years ago, I can imagine how that must have had an influence on you when it comes to planning and planning ahead and being, being excited about what the future can bring, anticipating things that the future can bring. And I think I want to introduce that into the introduction when it comes to the question, how are you doing? That there should not be a fear for yourself to anticipate great things happening for you, right? I think we have had a demonstration, a great, rigorous demonstration of what can happen when this black area in your life where you just don't know what can happen, the unknown, and whatever that can jump out of that unknown, and how they can have an effect on our lives. And it had an effect on this whole planet, definitely had an effect on this whole planet. And I really want all of you to hopefully look at yourselves and ask yourself, I still deserve to be anticipating great things in my life. I still deserve to have an expectation in my life that goes a little bit beyond, you know, next week, 2 weeks from now, a month, and maybe not all the way ahead in life, maybe 5 years from now, but you still have that opportunity to go ahead and go forward in life. The last 2 years have shown us as well that when something happens in your life and you don't anticipate that, something jumps out of that unknown black box, that you still can make new decisions. You can start a new life. You can start in a new direction. You can rearrange a couple of things and still make it happen and still anticipate good things. That anticipation for good things to happen also allows you to be quicker and more agile when change happens. So I hope that this particular opportunity is something that you would look at, right? Take on this perspective where you can look at it and say, well, it might not be 2 or 5 years from now that I'm looking forward towards. So many things have happened and they definitely had an influence on myself, my tribe, my family, my network, and I'm kind of hesitant in that, but it should not mean that you stop looking forward, right? That you stop looking forward or you stop looking at yourself and say, this is what I want for myself and this is what I envision, right? So let us not stop doing that. Let's take the coming 2.5 months as an opportunity to still look ahead of ourselves and say, I'm going to anticipate the ending of the year to look fill in the blank. Those who follow me on the podcast who know that I like to say that, fill in the blank, because eventually it's your life, it's your journey, it is what it is that you are doing. It's not what I'm doing as a podcaster here, and we have heard a lot of interesting podcasts a couple of days and years and months, especially last year. I've heard some listen, the podcast arena is dangerous, right? The podcast arena is dangerous. But in this podcast, you do the work. Just as I am doing the work and I come back here, I'm like, hey, listen, I found something and I think this one might be valuable for you. The same way it goes for you, right? You go out there in the world and you are like, well, I got this great gem and I'm going to put it to work to see if I can get something out of that. That is particularly the intention of this podcast that I have. You do the work. You do the work. And you should be happy to do the work as well. You know why? It puts you in control. It lets you know that you're on the right track of it all. So I hope that everything is going well. I hope that everything is going great. If not, we had the question. How is everybody doing? How's everybody feeling? How's everybody, you know, just standing in life? And we are now going to start with the podcast, which has the title, Commission Yourself. Commission yourself. Give yourself the assignment to do something, to start a project, to start an assignment, and make it work. Now, on the Wisdom app, I already talked about this particular subject. Sort of as a warming up for those who are on the Wisdom app. This is an app that you can download, you know, through the App Store. It doesn't cost you a thing, only your presence if you want to, and also your participation in the talks. And the Wisdom app is basically like a open arena where mentors are giving out their information, sharing their information, and having real life conversation with people that are listening to these talks. Now, I'm part of the Wisdom app, so you can find me over there under the same name, The Creative Fault. You can find me over there, and if you want to join, then you are then on the up and up on new subjects that I might be discussing on the podcast. You get to hear that there first. So that is a good reason for you to already be on that platform. Another beneficial thing about being on that platform is you get to talk to me one-on-one. Right, you can to join into a certain talk and give some feedback. And it's definitely great for this podcast because I can take that along for future subjects that I want to introduce into the podcast. And maybe also on the website, because I'm also sharing, of course, questions that are being asked on the podcast here on the platform like Facebook and Instagram so that other people get to see it and hear it. Very interactive, very interesting. I suggest that you go over there and join. Anyway, that was not the purpose of me saying all of that. There was like a little commercial in between. There's a little commercial in between. The thing that I'm talking about is starting to commissioning yourself. And I can guarantee you that that is a method that will help you for future reference. Again, talking about the last 2 years where we have dealt with the pandemic, people sitting inside probably had a whole schedule of projects coming on, and all of a sudden, half of them, or maybe all of them, didn't go through. And there you are, sitting with empty hands, and you're wondering to yourself, what is it that I'm going to do? How am I going to survive this? And how can I make sure that when we get out of the situation, that this might not happen for me again? Or when it happens, that I'm able to do something about it, that I can equip myself better for this. Now, the reason why I say commission yourself is because I've done that for myself. I've done that not in the period where we had, you know, the whole pandemic and the whole COVID thing. I've done it in a period before that. It wasn't a period where I was really heavy. I'm still heavy in it. Yeah, that hasn't changed. But I was in the starting process of me wanting to be a professional artist. I was getting away from the part where I was just really, you know, playing around with what is it that I wanted to paint? How, what is my style? Who am I as an artist? What is my vision of myself? How do I want to present myself? And I was going more into the arena of actualizing whatever it is that I was visualizing for myself. So let me repeat that. I was in a period of where I was actualizing whatever it is that I was visualizing for myself. And then in that particular period, I mean, people have never heard about me, and still people haven't heard about me. Very unknown, but in that particular moment, very unknown. Nobody has heard about me. Nobody knows who I am. Nobody knows what it is that I create, but you do want to put yourself out there. And that might sound very familiar for people that are starting in their process to professionalize themselves or are already in that stage, but you now have encountered that part of being a creative, being a business owner, being a artistic person, an artist, where there can be moments where you're not always getting those projects back to back to back. You're not being commissioned back to back to back to back. People are not really asking you for something back to back to back. That is part of the job. That is part of this particular life, right? So that is something that you have to make yourself aware of. You cannot move out of the way from that particular, you know, from this segment of life. You can't move away from that. That is just part of the job. And I realized that for myself because one, I was not being asked to be in no group expositions. Nobody was asking me for a commission. Nobody was asking me for anything. But I was still very, very enthusiastic about my process. I was very enthusiastic of what I envisioned for myself and how I was going to put that into action. And the way that I did it for myself, I just literally told myself, if I would create the perfect customer or the perfect person that would commission me, the perfect party, an art organization, an art institution, or just a consumer that would come to me, what is it that they could ask me to do? Basically, what are my products? What are my services? And that led me to the question, why not start with a project? Start with the project and name that project based on a certain subject and have a purpose for that for that particular project. So that was my premise. That was the place where I started. Just do something for yourself, because you can't sit here in your studio or your creative hub or your creative spot and just sit and wait until somebody hands something over to you. You can't do that. On the Wisdom app, I even talked about how I've observed pretty successful people who have actually started creating things for themselves before even someone would ask them to create something. They envisioned, made just a mental picture, a mental video of what they wanted to see in their lives, and they started to act upon that. So I was already observing that. And later on, I started like, well, if they can do it, I can do it as well. And that is how I started with my very first project called I Am Still King, where I was examining, more observing, analyzing, and having conversations with three young men from the Afro and the Afro-Caribbean diaspora, and talked about them about the subject vulnerability. So that is how I started. I had a subject and I just went with it. I started to analyze all the things that I needed to know for this particular project. I started to look at all the factors that came into play. I already knew what the sizes were for my canvases that I wanted to create. Every single little thing I started to examine, I started to put into the project. And eventually, I started to go towards a goal for myself that led me to actually showcasing one of the artworks from that series, I'm Still King. The series consists out of three paintings. And one of the paintings was exhibited at the Sevica Zuidoost, Sevica Amsterdam in Amsterdam Zuidoost. Amsterdam Southeast, but I'm saying it in Dutch, Amsterdam Zuidoost. Very happy for that. I saw basically the progression from something that I had in my mind, and I was actualizing the whole process, which is so interesting to see when you look at it in hindsight. And the fun part about it is as well, it is something that you can copy over and over and over. You just change a little bit, you know, of the elements, some of the factors that play a role into it, but you can change it and you can copy it over and over and over. And the more I started to study all the steps that I was taking into that process, and I made it my own, like I already said, I do the work for me. I found a great gem. I put it into my safe. I make all the notes and I make sure that I keep track of everything that it is that I'm doing. And then I start to study it and I make a template out of it. And that template I'm using over and over and over and over. And it works. It works. It has led me to be asked for a workshop, to give a workshop for a foundation. From that foundation, I found someone else who wanted to commission me. And from that, all other projects are starting. It is a template that leads to success for me, for MCJ Studio, for my business. The content of it, of course, but the template itself is something that I know that for a lot of people that are creatives and a lot of people that are in the artistic field can work as well. It can work as well. So you might be questioning yourself, well, Mariopa, how does that template look like? What do I need to do for that template? What do I need to do to get to that template? Well, now before I get to that, let me just explain another thing that I didn't say about this podcast that I'm having, right? The beauty of this podcast is that there is always an element, an extra element, where I share the real gems, the golden nuggets. I tell you in the beginning what I have in my safe, but to actually understand and see it, like you getting into the safe and seeing what these gems are and how you can use those tools, maybe methods, maybe perspectives, fill in the blank, everything else, that is in a different segment of this podcast. And there is when you get deeper into the material. Now, that particular part is available on Patreon. What I do is that I have, of course, a portion that is available to you all, like I'm talking right here. This is just publicly available. It's available on Creative Bold Podcast, on Instagram, on Facebook, and you get to see everything of it. You get to see and hear me talk about the subject that I have in the podcast. But when it comes to the extra juicy content, that is what you find on Patreon. Now, the Patreon is basically a platform where everybody gets to, you know, see detailed, creative content. It can, you know, and a lot of different people are on the Patreon. This can be also painters like myself. It can be people that do illustrations, it can be people that showcase their music, other podcasters. It is a very, very, very creative and artistic platform. And through a membership, paid membership, which is $10 or 10 euros, depending on where you live, a month, you get the possibility to get access to that information. Yes, it is paid information, but believe me, it's worth it. Why is it worth it? Because this template, like I already said in the beginning, we are not here for the fluff, right? Anything that you can already look for on the internet is something that is, in most cases, rehearsed. A lot of platforms copy each other. It is basic, general, conventional information. The thing that has helped me, and I know also a lot of other people, is when you get the practical information that people have already tried out. The practical information that gives you more insight in what it is that you can do for yourself. Practical information that leads you to having templates, to having methods, and to set up systems that can be repeated over and over, but also be adjusted whenever needed. For instance, making it pandemic proof. And I can definitely tell you that having this particular project that I created, that was pandemic proof. The template for it, that's pandemic proof. Anything that I did in that was pandemic proof. It allowed me to show it, and still can show it, either in a physical form through a group exposition in an art institution or art organization, but I could also do it just digitally, a digital exposition. I could do that as well. And that is kind of the way that I would love for you all also to start thinking about your own business, about your own creative output, the outlet, the products and services that you're creating. People need contact, of course. People, you know, we need to meet each other. That's where we get the interaction. That's where we get the energy from. However, we are also going into a space where people would also like to have that opportunity to find you digitally and to have the ease and the comfort of getting to our services that are creative and artistic on a digital platform as well. And it works, people. It works. It is not something that doesn't need to work or, you know, it cannot happen. I have seen groups, dance performances done digitally. They have recorded that, and people can pay a small fee to see what it is that they are, what they have to showcase, right? We have seen people put up digital art expositions that are absolutely stunning, absolutely beautiful, right? My studio visits that you get to see on YouTube, on my art channel, that is a perfect way of showcasing what it is that I do behind the scenes. digitally. You don't have to physically come and visit me in my art studio. That's not necessary. And these days, it isn't necessary. You know, it can be part of. You can even bring it as far as, you know, completely digitalizing everything that it is that you do. If that is what you want, then you could do that. But it can even bring you that far. You can even take it as far as that. So, with that being said, the insight to the template, that is what I will explain in the other part of the podcast, where you get to see more of the details. You get to see the gems. You get to hold them. You get to play with them. And I even give them to you when you become part of the Patreon platform. So if you want to be part of the Patreon platform, you can go to either the Instagram profile where I have a link tree, and when you open it up, you will see the link to the website. If you're on Facebook, you will see it over there. People that are already part of it on the website, you already know how it works, right? I don't have to explain it. They already know. They already know how we do it. And the people that are on the Wisdom app, they get to also see it through the link that's in my profile. You get to go to my website and also find more information over there. You get to go to the Patreon side, and there you get also more information over there. So, commissioning yourself. How do we do that in detail? I will continue further for the people that are on the Patreon. That also means that the recording on Facebook and Instagram stops right here. I know, it stops right here. But that should be like an incentive for you all to go to the Patreon and find out more about this. So the podcast is every week, once a week. And that means I still have to figure out if there is a perfect moment and perfect time. However, when I find it, I will post it on the social platforms, and also will for the people that are on the Wisdom app, you will also get to know when that is, on a specific time and date that you get to follow and to listen and to watch this all. So I'm gonna stop right here. I'm gonna say goodbye to you all. It was fun, a little bit crazy, right? That interruption all of a sudden, but hey, listen, this is life. This is live recording. Shit like this happens. It's a live recording. I will see you next week with another live. Please keep following the platforms. Subscribe, share, follow, like, comment. Let me know here below what it is that you would like to ask or know for the next podcast. I will take that along with me. Become a member of the newsletter. Very important. Become a member of the newsletter, because gems are not only given in the Patreon. Gems are also given in the newsletter. What kind of gems? Become a member, and you'll know what it is. Okay, I will see you next time. Have a great evening. I hope that everything is well, and if things are not going well, I will see you next time. Bye, y'all.
Do you have a product or a service that fits an audience that is highly creative, very artistic, smart, intelligent, and loves a lot of humor and entertainment? Contact us. We would love to work with you, and maybe you could be partnering with us by offering your services and your products to our audience. We have a lot of information for you, so the best thing that you can do is go to our website. Hit us up with an email, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. We are always looking for great partners with whom we can work to offer our audience the best of the best and help them develop their careers and their own lifestyle. Do you think that this is a good fit for you? Contact us. Go to the website, hit us up with an email, and we'll contact you. See you soon. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and that you got everything that you needed out of it. Now, I have one favor before I leave, and that is that you support the platform. You can go to the website, which you will find here in the caption space, And you can go to the website to be a subscriber to the newsletter. Now, why do you need to be a subscriber to the newsletter? There you will find each and every single type of information that I do not share on social media. So if you become a subscriber to the newsletter, you will always get extra footage, extra content, and of course, extra perspectives and views. And who doesn't want to have that? You can also support us by buying our merch. Please go to the website and buy something that you might like in our store. And of course, you can follow us on social media. Go to our Twitter page and follow us. Share with us what you liked. Share with us what you would like to see or hear in the next episode. If you have any questions and comments, feel free to share that with us. Hope to see you in the next episode of The Creative Folks. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Your attention has been very much appreciated. Make sure to follow and subscribe to our social media platforms. See you next week.